B'chayr is Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the dinim of Maisa Behemu. And there are certain animals that even though they're B'shusai, are potter from being nichnas into the minyan to make the Maisa Behemu. Halakuach, a Behemu that's in his possessions, fully his, not B'shutfus with a goyd like we had in the beginning of the Sechta, the Gabi Kedushas B'chayr, it's an animal that he bought. Oishenitin leib matonu, or it's an animal that he doesn't have naturally, it wasn't born b'shusoi, potter mimaisa behema. Now what's the gather of this too? Why should be potter just because it was bought by him or was given to him? It has to be noilad b'shusoi. This is a very interesting gzeres hakosuf. There's a posuk in Parshas Mishpatim, and the posuk says like this, Meleoschov dimacha loy sa'acher, one has to give his matnas kuhuna right away, b'chor bonecho, Titanli, it has to be given also within the year. We learned about the Lagab B'chor, that has to be given the first year. Then the Pasuk adds, in Pasuk Chof Tes, Kein Tasa L'Shorcho L'Tzaynecho. Also, the same idea is by a carbon of a Shor Tzayn. Which carbon is he talking about? It's talking about something which is Tasa, the Gemara understands, which is something that is man-made, not something that's born. So we're not talking about a B'chor. But we're talking about something that's dumya de b'chor. The regular carbon is not dumya de b'chor. So the carbon that the Gemara puts a finger on, this Rasha, is b'chor and ma'isa behema. Perhaps because they have the same zrik as dam. There's a tzara shav between the two of them. This teaches us, that also, ma'isa behema, that is only in a type of animal which would be b'chor b'necho, which is an animal that was noilad. Now, the mother of a b'chor does not have to be that it was noilad b'shusay. If he bought a cow, and the cow is a mevakeres now, about the vlad this year, but the kedusha is chal on the vlad that was noilad b'shusay, over here also the din ha-mechuyeves of ma'isa behemah is only on behemahs that were noilad b'shusay. The behemahs that were noilad in the flock, not the behemahs that he bought. Now the Mishnah goes into a different din. Ho'achim ha-shutofim, brothers that are shutvim. There are two types of shutvin by brothers. The Mishnah is going to say the klal and then be mevar. If they're the type of achim shutofim shechayom bekalboin, pturim mimaisa behemo, if they're chayom bekalboin, which we'll describe soon, then they're potter. If they're chayom bemaisa behemo, then they're pturim mina kalboin. What does that mean? That means like this. Konum mitvisa sabayis. The natural way for brothers to become shutvin, without buying a business together, buying a field together, is when they yerush together. Before the chalukah of the nichsei ha'av, we see the field not as two brothers each owning 50% like regular shutfin who invested in the field. We see it as be'etzem one field belonging to the father, and the brothers are mitzad yorshim. But the name of the business is tvusas abayis. It's the father's rishus under the auspices of the sons. When they make chalukah ready, then they're each like regular shutvim. They can then reinvest together, but then they're regular shutvim. The shutvis of tfutzas habayis is qualitatively different than the regular shutvis. That type of shutvis chayovin, the chayv la'asos habehema, what the Mishnah is teaching us, is that since this is not a classic shutvis, it's considered one rishus of nichse aviyem. So then there's a chiyuv ma'isa behema, the same halacha, the same criteria rather, would create another halacha, which is the halacha of a kalboin. A kalboin is when two people give each a machtzis a shekel, two people want to give a shekel to hegdish, to be mekayim the din machtzis a shekel. They have to give a little bit extra kalboin, a small coin, to weigh over if there's a discrepancy in the weight. If two brothers are natural shutfin of two sabayis, we don't see them as two brothers giving machtsa shekel. We see them as giving together. If they're giving together, they're not chayav a kalboin. So the criteria goes both ways. L'kal u'l'chomer. V'imlav turin. That means, cholku v'chozu v'nishtatvu. They made a chalukas ha-shutfin. Now they're not anymore together as tfusa sabayis niks. They're together as regular shutvin. So then the chayov bekalbin, they're like two strangers. The fact that the business is called Schwartz Brothers is not relevant. They're each 50%. But for the same price, p'tumim ma'isa behemo. So shutofim, which is not considered a full bailus, patas from ma'isa behemo, a shutvis a tusa bais does not. This is one of the Makairis, by the way, where when Achronim want to find the Musig of corporate ownership, it's quite possible that corporate ownership is a concept that doesn't exist. The regular shutvis is two people that each own 50%. It happens to be that they invested in a field. He owns 50% of the value, and he owns 50% of the value. But where do we find that you could have 5, 2, 10, 100 people owning something, and it's not about the individual, he owns 2%, he owns 6%, he owns 8%, but it's about one completely organized bailus, a corporate ownership, which is not ownership of the specific people. The makar, one of the makars at least, for such a musik would be tvus sabayis. Tvus sabayis is not owned by the people that each own 25%, but it's one joint ownership called Yerusha Saviyim. Mishnah Dalet, hakol nichnas ladir lihisaser. All animals, of course not all, the ones that are not nismayat the Mishnah Gimel, are nichnas ladir, they go in the pen, what we described as they go through the door of the pen, and then the tenth one is striped, Asiriya Kodesh. All animals go in, there's a klal here, and then there's an exception to the rule. Chutz min, what's the exception? Min haklayim, any animal which is bred from two minim, like a tayosh, which is Baal HaRochel, so the breed of the animal, since the Torah is mefaret, shor, oy kesev, oy eiz, ki volid, so the Torah sees each one as a separate min. Gemara is memayit also, that one of these is a mute for, when the Torah is a shor, oy kesev, is a mute for klayim. Another exception is a trefa. Trefa is an animal. Gemara is memayit, the pasuk says, by ma'aseh behem, and then the Baruch Hu Kosei, whatever passes under the staff, under the stick of the shepherd. Passing means it survives. Treif doesn't survive, doesn't live more than 12 months. The pasuk that talks about different types of animals, shorei, kesev, eiz, ki yivol, that we mentioned in Parshas Emor, talks about ki yivoled, a yoytze doifin that wasn't born naturally, doesn't have this din in ma'aseh behem. Vuchus is man, that wasn't 7 days old. The Torah says, if it's not 7 days old, so it's possible. V'yosoin. This is a new din. Ezu yosoin. Kol shemeso imoi oy nishchato. Either the mother died as soon as the animal was born, the animal never had a mother. The fact that the animal is not alive anymore is not relevant. But the animal never had, so it's a different min. It was an animal not born. The Poloshan of the Pasuk is tachas imoi. It's not tachas imoi. It never had an aim. That's one case. Oishe nishchata. The nishchata then would also have to be b'shas the leida. Then he's a yosim, he's b'cheftz, a different type of animal. Rabbi Yeshua ime afilu nishchata imoi v'hashalach. It's an original word. It means the skin of the behemoth, the tzura of the mother is still kaim. The mother died, but the mother's around. Kilu the tzura chitzonis of the mother's around. Ein ze yosim. The yosim is only an animal that never had any semblance of a mother. The role of the mother by an animal is not so much emotional, but it's to provide shelter. So if the shalach, the oil of the behemoth, is around, so you could wrap the newborn cow, calf, in the skin of the mother, and that will give the vlad not a shame yosef. So that wouldn't be nismayet.